Beginning the shiur tonight in Simen Reish Samech, we are up to Sif Beis, which is on page Lamed Beis, the page before 64. So the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kishiyia somuch l'chashecha, when it gets close to dark, Yisha la'anshe beisa, one should ask the members of his household, Beloshen Raka, in a soft language, Isartem, have you taken Meiser? Eiravtem, have you made an Erev? Hifrashtem Chala, have you been Mafresh Chala? Did you separate Chala? V'yomar lahem, and he should say to them, Hadliku es haner, light the candle. Ubamakum she'ein ma'asrin, ein tzarach lomar Isartem. In a place where they're not taking Meiser, in Chutz La'aretz, or whatever the case might be, so you do not have to say, Isartem, have you taken Meiser? So the Mishabura begins this, if Katan Teh, Samal Chashecha. So when it gets to Samal Chashecha, Hainu Kodem Ben Ashmoshos Ba'od Vada Yom. This is talking about before Ben Ashmoshos, when it's for sure day. V'sheyiya Bo'od Shehus Lahosef Mechol Al Kodesh. And there should still be enough time in the day that after you ask these questions, they can do what they have to do, and you'll still be able to add on Tosefes Shabbos. V'atam Shema'achar Milishol Arata. And the reason why we delay the asking till such a late point is Kadesh Lo Yivshu V'yomru Adayin Yishehus. We want to wait till a point that when the household members hear your questions, they don't say, oh, don't worry about it, we have plenty of time. So we wait till there's not so much time, so they'll do it right away, but we give you enough time that afterwards you can still add on to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Sifkotan Yud is going on that which the Mechaber says that you should speak to your household members, Beloshen Raka, in a soft language. Speak softly to them. Kihechi de lekablu minei, in order that they should accept it from you. Ula'olam al yatil adam eime yaseira b'sel beso. Always a person should never place fear in his house. Extra fear. A lot of fear. Shemitoch ha'yira he'mechal in Shabbos. Because by placing fear over your members of your household, it will come to chilul Shabbos. If they didn't light candles in time, and they're afraid of you, so they might light candles when it's already Shabbos, because of their fear. U'ma'achilam l'odam davar ha'asr lo, and it might come to feed someone something that's asr to him. U'bonli de'kama averus, like the Gemara discusses, it could lead to various other serious averus as well. So the first question we said that you asked is, Isartim, have you taken Meiser? So it says in Mishaburin, Sifkotin Yer Aleph, T'chol hani ein yochel la'asosam achagal b'Shabbos. The reason why we are asking all these questions before Shabbos is because these are things that cannot be done on Shabbos. L'kach yizorez odosam be'erev Shabbos. And therefore you want to make them zorez to make sure they get done before Shabbos. If katan yudbeiz, eiravtem, have you made an eiriv? U'b'mekomo she'ein derech laniach eiruvei chatzeros ki'im me'erev Pesach l'erev Pesach. And if it's a place where they only make an eiriv, you know, once a year and they keep the same matzah around for the entire year from erev Pesach to erev Pesach, V'gam eruve tchumen ein darko lahaniach, and in your household it is not normal for you to leave an erev tchumen, so ein tzarach lomer zeh. So you have no reason to ask if they made an erev, because they have no reason to make an erev. Hifrashtem chalas sifkotan yud gimel, v'ka'es ein nohagim lishol zeh, and nowadays the minhag is not to ask, have you been mafresh chala? V'ayim b'tshuvas kneses yecheskel simen chav gimel shekosav tam lazeh. The Knesset Yecheskel explains why the minhag is not nowadays to ask, have you taken challah? So if you look at note 20, he explains, V'tam Osham, his reason is, if sha'af im lo yifashu bi'erev Shabbos, even if you're not mafish the challah before Shabbos, yesh takona l'challahs chutz la'aretz. There is a way still to fix up the challah in chutz la'aretz, ayidei she'yochal v'yishar ma'at, by eating it over Shabbos and leaving over a little bit, V'yafresh v'motzoi Shabbos minam eshuyur. And then you can be mafresh the challah from whatever's left over on motzei Shabbos, k'mo shekosav mishabur l'kamam, like the mishabur will tell us later. V'hosav ha'knesses yecheskel shom, the knesses yecheskel adds over there, shelefizeh, according to this logic, be'erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos, if erev Pesach is Shabbos, so then tzarech lishol ha'im efrishu challah me'achomei tza'omei la'achilu b'Shabbos. If you bait challah on Friday, for Shabbos, which is going to be usher later in the day on Shabbos, so then you would have to ask if they were mafresh challah from before Shabbos. Kevan sheyasher lahashir es challos hachometz lemotzei Shabbos shari Pesach. Because the whole reason we say you don't have to ask before Shabbos is because there's an eitzah to do it after Shabbos. But if after Shabbos is going to be Pesach and chametz is going to be usher, you obviously can't leave it over. So in that case, it would be appropriate to ask before Shabbos. The Mishabura actually says this, but he says two things. If you look back to Mishabura at the end of Sifkot and Gimel, he writes, Ach bi erev Pesach bevaday tzarech lishol, on erev Pesach for sure you have to ask. And then he says, V'im chal b'Shabbos tzarech lishol bi erev Shabbos ayin shom. So that's going on what we just saw in the note. There's a second point that if it's Erev Pesach Shabbos, you have to ask on Erev Shabbos. That's because of the Chomet Shabbo. But the first part of the Mishnah Berurah by Erev Pesach, Bevali Yetzer Lushol, that's even if it's not on Shabbos. So why is it that on Erev Pesach, you have to ask, Bedafka, if it's nothing to do with Shabbos, so what's the problem? So they explain that, in general, the Isra that which you make matzah in, each Isra, each dough does not have a shir chal on its own, and there's only a shir chal when they combine afterwards, when you have a lot of matzah, and then from many doughs together, combining the matzahs in a basket makes you have the shir chal. And there are those who hold that you can't be mafresh me'isa aleph al chaveru. You can't be mafresh challah from a matzah made from dough one onto matzah, to patter up matzah that's made from dough number two, and therefore you'd have to leave over a little bit from every matzah, which as we'll see later is a very difficult thing to do. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah comes out that even though we are not knowing to ask kifrashtem challah nowadays because challah schutz la'aretz you could do motzei Shabbos, however, if it is Pesach and you have problems with the matzah like we just mentioned, you would have to do it. Or if it's Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, you'd have to do it before Shabbos also, Midin L'Chametz, like we saw at the end of Note 20. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sukkot Yodal Hadliku. Here we say, light the candles, the Patach Tachas Ahei, here there's a Patach on the Hei, Hadliku. But Loshen Tzivu, it's a language of a command, not a question. The Ein Shach She'elah, doesn't make sense to ask, did you light the candles? The Roah Shalahudluk, you could open your eyes and see they didn't light yet. So you don't have to ask them, did you light the candles? You're more commanding them, light the candles. Also, you should warn them to stop doing malacha now. If you were away in the Beis Medrash learning before Shabbos or you were somewhere else, you have to send this messenger to warn them about this, to light candles, to stop doing malacha. That concludes Simen Reish Samech, and now we're going to begin Simen Reish Samech Aleph. So Erev Tavshilin is not mentioned over here. We only discuss over here Erev Tchum and Erev Chatzeres. What?
For Yantiv.
Right, so for Yantiv. I don't know if you have to ask. It could be the reason you wouldn't have to ask for Erev Tavshilin is because there are some who say that B'dyevet you could do it on Shabbos. Because since it's a Suffolk, that's a whole discussion. We'll get to it in Mirtz Hashem and Hilchos Yantiv. But there is a way to do an Erev Tavshilin on the first day of Yantiv. So it could be that's why we don't mention Erev Tavshilin. That's a good question. But we don't see Erev Tavshilin mentioned over here. Let's go weiter. Simen Reish Samach Aleph Zman Hadlokas Haneiros L'Shabbos. The times for candle lighting. Says the Mechaber, Safik HaShecha V'hu Bein HaShmoshos. A case where it's a Safik if it's dark or not, which we call Bein HaShmoshos. Hainu Kedei Shir Hiluch Shloshes Rivei Mil Achash Yasachama. So the in the parentheses over here they bring down that Bein HaShmoshos is the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal, which is approximately 13 and a half minutes. V'shir meal hu shlish shah pachos chelek shloshim. The shir of a meal is a third of an hour, which is 20 minutes. Pachos minus chelek shloshim, a 30th of an hour, which is 2 minutes. So the shir of a meal is 20 minutes minus 2 minutes, which is 18 minutes. So 3/4 of a meal is approximately 13 and a half minutes. So when you are in a period of Bein HaShmoshos, the Mechaber tells us, Ein ma'asr nesavada, you can't take ma'aser off things that for sure need ma'aser taken. Ein matbilin esakelim, you can't do tefilas kelim. The ein matlikin esaneros, you can't light the candles. The ein ma'arvin eruvei tchumen, and you can't make an eruv tchumen. The ein lekamon simen tof tes vav sif beis. That's where we will go till today on the top, and now let's go back and see the Mishnah Berurah. So we said in the Mechaber Safik HaSheicha, which is Bein HaShmoshos, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'im nistapik im higia hazman le Bein HaShmoshos gam kein aser. These things, at least that we're learning today, we said, Ein ma'asr nesavadei, ein ma'bilan zakelim, ein ma'adikin asaneros, ein ma'arvin eir tchumen, it's all the don'ts. And then we'll see tomorrow in the Hashem the things that you can do in Bein HaShmoshos, but in the things that you can't do, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us right away in Sukkot and Aleph that if you're Mesupik, if it's Bein HaShmoshos or not, it's also going to be aser. The Bir Halacha here is bothered. Why don't we say it's a Sveik Sveika? Look at the Bir Halacha. I am Mishnah Berurah, top Bir Halacha, Bein HaShmoshos. I am Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Aleph. V'lo have a Sveik Sveika. It's not a Sveik Sveika. Meaning maybe it's Bein HaShmoshos itself is a Sufik Yom Sufik Laila, and you're not sure if it's Bein HaShmoshos or not, so maybe it's a Sveik Sveika where we should go lenient. But yet the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're not sure, if it's Bein HaShmoshos, you go to Chumra. Sveik Sveika, you should go to Kula. So, frak the Bir Halacha, why don't we say Sveik Sveika over here? He says, we don't. Why? Two reasons he brings down. Number one, the suffik chesron yediya ein a nichnas klal begeder suffik. A suffik in your lack of knowledge is not considered a suffik. It doesn't factor in. Meaning bein hashmashos be'etzem, it's be'etzem a suffik if it's day or night, so that is considered a suffik. But you're not being sure, you're just lack of knowledge if it's bein hashmashos or not. You don't know the zmanim schedule, so that's not called a suffik to make it a sveik sveika. Mashenkein bein hashmashos to suffik l'kol ha'olam. Bein hashmashos is be'etzem a suffik to the whole world, that is a suffik. You have a lack of knowledge, it doesn't make it an additional suffik. That's answer number one. Answer number two, he says, v'od nirulid mishum hachi v'have a suffik. That's not a suffik for the following reason. Duhu mishem echad, suffik yom, suffik laila, l'maisa, both sveikas. Bein hashmashos is be'etzem a suffik day, suffik night. You're not sure if it's bein hashmashos. Savaita, you're not sure if it's day or night. So it all is nichlo in one shame of suffik yom, suffik laila, that is not considered, says the Bi'er Halacha, a sveik sveika. That's a discussion in Ksubas. We'll leave that for now. Two reasons why, if you're mesupik, if it's bein hashmashos, it would not be counted as a sveik sveika. Number one is a suffik in chesur nidiyah is not considered a suffik. And number two, it's a suffik mishem echad, which counts only as one suffik. Continues the Mishibur and Sifkat and Beis. The Ramah, in explaining when bein hashmashos is, said that it is the time it takes to walk 13 minutes after Shkiyas Hachama. Zokta Mishabura Hainu Achar Sof Shkia. This is going after the end of Shkia, Tiladas HaTosas VaShulchan Aruch. Because according to the opinion of Tosas and the Shulchan Aruch, Nimshach Mitchilas HaShkia at Sofa Yoser Mishlosha Milin. The time it takes for beginning of Shkia to end of Shkia is 3 mil worth. Ukil Lakamon B'Siv Beis. The Arakach Masril has Manda Ben Hashmashos. After the 3 mil begins his Manda Ben Hashmashos. V'ayin l'kamam v'mishaburus v'kot l'chav. We'll get more into this later. But this parenthesis is going to feed the sheet of the Mechaber that goes with Tosas that Tzitzak l'chavim will be 72 minutes after the beginning of Shkia, and between one Shkia and the second Shkia is going to be three mil time it takes to walk, and then afterwards will be the Zman of Bein Hashmashos, the 3/4 of a mil. But we'll get more into that later. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sifkat and Gimel, Ein Ma'asrin. We said you can't take off Ma'aser from the Vaday. Afilu b'Ma'aser peiros d'havi d'Rabbanon. Even if it's a Ma'aser on fruit, which is only the Rabbanon, you cannot do it during Bein Hashmashos. If it's Vaday Chayev, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalad, d'havi le kemisakim. Why can't you take Ma'aser on Shabbos or on Bein Hashmashos? Because it's like fixing something. Why? Because you're making something mutter by taking ma'aser, you're mattering up the tevil. So the havei lei kimisakin vuadin she'aser lahafrish chala af b'chutz la'aretz. The same thing is true that it's aser to be mafrish chala in chutz la'aretz. And then the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting: v'chamur chalas chutz la'aretz yoser mi'maaser. It's more chamur to take off chala in chutz la'aretz during bein hashmashos than it is to take off ma'aser. Why? When it comes to Meiser, if you have nothing to eat on Shabbos, su have a tzarech mitzvah. That's considered already a tzarech mitzvah, the su the Shabbos. The kai melon de lo gozru al shvus ben hashmashos a tzarech mitzvah. And we hold that they weren't gozer on an issa de rabbana ben hashmashos if it's for a mitzvah. Ukumosha pasvek l'kamelak, we'll see later. And therefore, Meiser, if you have to do it, you have nothing else to eat, you would be allowed to take Meiser during ben hashmashos for a mitzvah, it's for su the Shabbos. Because like we just discussed before, you can eat in chutz la'aretz without being mafresh to chalas chutz la'aretz before, because what you can do is ulishayir ma'at ad achar Shabbos ulhafresh min ha'mushuyir. Like we said before, in chutz la'aretz you are allowed to eat first, and then after Shabbos, whatever is left over, take off chala from there. And therefore, since there's an eitzah to fix it up after Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to do it ever during Bein Hashmashos. Masha'ekei Meiser, that's more chomer, and therefore, I mean, it's more chomer after Shabbos, so it'd be more lenient to be allowed to do it on before Shabbos, during Bein Hashmashos. V'lochein, therefore, k'shechal Shabbos be'erev Pesach, therefore, when Shabbos falls on Erev Pesach, v'lohifrish chala me'amatzah be'erev Shabbos yibodyom, and you were not mafresh chala from the matzah on Erev Shabbos while it was still day, mutter lahafresh api Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos, you still would be allowed to be mafresh during bein Hashmashos going into Shabbos. De'yevshar le'echol u'l'shayar chaticha mikol matzah. We discussed before the complications of being mafresh from the matzah afterwards, you would have to leave over from kimar all the matzos, and it would be impossible to do that. And the Mefarshim explained over here that when the Mishnah Berurah says yesher, it means it would be very difficult to leave over a piece from all the matzos. And the same thing would apply if you were not mafresh challah from on Friday afternoon from the bread that you plan on eating on Erev Pesach, that's Shabbos in the morning. So there you don't have the eitzah as well of being mafresh afterwards because it's already Pesach. You can't leave over the chametz. So then you would be allowed to be mafresh even the challah schutz la'aretz during Beit HaShemashos. Those are the two exceptions when it involves Pesach. But otherwise, Meiser, you would have an Eitzah on Bein HaShemashos, and Challah you would not, simply because you have the Eitzah of Motzei Shabbos. In these two cases, we have no Eitzah Motzei Shabbos, you would be allowed to do it during Bein HaShemashos as well. The next case that the Mechaber discussed of not being able to do it during Bein HaShemashos was, you can't be Matbil Kalim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sekoton Hey, HaMechaber Hetrik Lashon HaMishnah. The Mechaber here is borrowing the language of the Mishnah, Af She'ein Noheg Ata. Even though this whole halacha is not knowing nowadays, the Mishnah Ayrul Inyan Lahatbil Kalim made Tumasan. The Mishnah is going in the olden days when they had Tumah V'Tahara, and you had a vessel that was Tumah, and you want to be Matahara by putting it in the mikveh, so there Ein Matbil Nasa Kalim made Tumah V'Tahara during Beit HaShemashos. So why is the Mechaber bringing this in for us? Mishum de Nafkamino Mizeledidon. Because there is an afkamina for us nowadays as well. Not lagabe tumah latara, but rather l'inyan tefilas kelim chadoshim anikochem min ha'ino Yehudi. Because we have a mitzvah also tefilas kelim nowadays, not from tumah latara, but some we have a halacha that when you buy a vessel from an eino Yehudi, you have to be tovel on the mikvah. And therefore, it applies to us as well, ein marbil nasa kelim, for tefilas kelim as we know it, you can't do it during Bein HaShemashos as well. L'das ha'osrim lahatbilon b'shabbos. And this is going with those who hold it's usher to do tefillas kelim on Shabbos, like we'll see later in Siman Shin Chav Gimel Sif Zayim. So the usher nami l'dezulat bilon bein hashmashos. So according to those who say it's usher to do tefillas kelim on Shabbos, it will be usher to do it during bein hashmashos as well. And the time is, what's the reason why it's usher? One reason is mishum denira kimisaken esakli. One is it looks like you're fixing up the kli by being tovled in the mikvah. Because through doing tefillas kelim, you now become mutter to use this keli. And therefore, it looks like you fixed it. And therefore, it looks like mesakei mana. But if you need this vessel for Shabbos, you have no vessel that you can use in its place. Then you can be tovel a kli bein hashmashos and make the bracha properly. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when the Mechaber says, Ein matbil nasa kelim, it's referring to tefillas kelim had in the olden days, but it's still no get to us because you can't be tovel kelim according to the shita that holds you can't do tefillas kelim on Shabbos. You also can't do tefillas kelim on Bein HaShemashos. So the Mishnah Berurah then says, if you have no other kli that you could use for this purpose on Shabbos, you can be tovel the kli on Bein HaShemashos and you can make a bracha.
Just to clarify, that's
a derabbanan. Yes, it's a derabbanan tefillas kelim on Shabbos. Let's look at the Shara Tzion over here in Os Ches. He writes that this hetter, if you have no other clue, is from the Taz in the Magen Avram. The Ayim B'Prim Megadim Shemashma Minei. The Prim Megadim is Mashma Shebebein Hashmoshos Tov Yosher Shelo Yechapes Achar Eitzos Acheros Hamvuoros L'Kamon B'Simen Shin Chof Gimel Siv Zayin U'Bahagosham. So the Prim Megadim writes that it's Mashma from the Prim Megadim that during Bein Hashmoshos, it's better not to look for other Eitzes. In other words, when you come onto Shabbos, you want to use a kli that has no, that requires tefillas kelim. There are other eitzas besides being tov the kli. But the Prima God says, better not to do those other eitzas. What are those other eitzas? Let's look at note number 4. Ofen echad kosev ha-shulchan aruch sham. This is time interesting. We'll get to it later. But how do you have a kli you want to use on Shabbos? You weren't tov it. So what can you do? Ofen echad kosev ha-shulchan aruch sham. Shehullah says, a kli l'goy b'matana. You can give it to a goy as a present. And then you could borrow it from him for use on Shabbos. It's a kli of a guy, doesn't need tefillas kelim. So if it now belongs to the guy, so you would be allowed to borrow it on Shabbos. Another eight the Ramah writes is, fill up the kli with water from the mikvah. Ubekach yatvilenu. And that would be the tefillah. You know, it's like a haram a little bit. So it's a little pulling a little shtick. You could take your kli and go into the mikvah and scoop up water with it. Derech agav, you're being told with the kli, and you cover with the water. You shouldn't make a bracha on such a tefillah. Kevan sheim yivarech yamuchach mimaisav she'osa zolot zara tefillah. If you make a bracha, it defeats the whole purpose. You're showing you're not doing tefillah. But if you're making a bracha, it shows you're doing tefillah. So that back to square one. Uvatam adavar she'odav shelolah estamech al eitz azu shel haramah. Why shouldn't you use this eitz of the ramah of putting the kli into the water and filling up with water and derech agav it's being tovled? The Pimagala writes, Kevan Shib Ofen Zet Tovla Sakliv La Bracha. That way being Tovla La Bracha, and therefore, it's not the best Eitzah. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura of the Ein Madlikin.
When are you giving the gift to the guy before Shabbos?
Well, it's talking about on Shabbos, but I think if it's for Tzarech Shabbos, I think that there's a heter to do it.
Are you actually giving it to him, or it's like a Zachem Adam Shloi B'Fun?
No, you're giving it to him. You have to give it to him as a present. You have to give it to him as a present. Because if it's before Shabbos, it's just Tovla it.
But it's close to Shabbos.
Oh, so it could be that. Inachanami. It could be that. I don't look it up over there. It could be some of that case. You're saying a good point. It's also to give matan on Shabbos. I'm not sure if it's about before Shabbos or even on Shabbos that for need of Shabbos, maybe you would be allowed to do it. I'm not sure. We have to look it up in Siman Shinchov Gimel. Fine. Let's go right there in the Mishabura. The Ein Madlikin. So we said that you can't light candles on Bein HaShemashos. But Zeh Osra Afilu Tzarech Mitzvah. As opposed to Tfilas Kalim, we said if you need it, you could do it even on Shabbos and make a bracha. Lighting candles, you can't even do it during Bein HaShemashos of a Tzarech Mitzvah. She Yizbat La'idei Zeh Misudah Shabbos. Even if it's needed for a mitzvah, because otherwise you can't have your Suda Shabbos. The Chia Gavda or something similar. Why? Disveka Daraisahu. Because here you're talking about Issa Daraisa. Tfilas Kalim is only Issa Darabban, like we said. So Mesafik, if you have to do it, if you have no other eitzah, so you're able to do it. But over here, it's a possible daraisa, because lighting a candle is daraisa. So if it's Bein HaShemashos, so it's really, it's a suffik, Yom HaLaila, but if it's Laila, so you already have an issur daraisa, and therefore you shouldn't do it. Vafilu b'dievedim hidlik, and even b'dievedim, if you did light the candle during Bein HaShemashos, O sha'osa sha'ar eitzah melacha Bein HaShemashos, or you did any other melacha Bein HaShemashos, Oser lehanos mimena, you're not allowed to get hana from it. Kimoim hoya osa osa b'shabbos gufa. The same way if you did it on Shabbos itself. The oser afilim osa osa b'shogig. The same way that you did the malacha even on Shabbos. B'shogig will be oser kemavur b'simen shin yudches. Now this is not so pasha because Mishabur is saying here that you did the malacha on Shabbos even b'shogig will be oser b'ano. If you look at No. 5, he points out kan hevi rak es daza shulchan aruch sham. Here the Mishabur is just bringing down the sheet of the mechaber over there. There the Mishabur brings out that the Gra argues. The Gra says, Shabishogig mutter miyad gam loosa malacha. What who does a malacha bishogig, the Gra holds its mutter bana right away for the one who did it. The Chriya Mishabur Sham Shabimokom Matsarch Yeshlis Mochaz. And the Mishabur comes out that in a time of need, you can rely on the Gra. But over here, the Mishabura does not even bring the Gra. It just brings the Mishabura and says that b'dievet, if you would like the candle during Bein HaShemashos, it would be like Shabbos doing any malacha, even b'shogeg, where it would be aser. So he's so same like the Mechaber later on. Says the Mishabura Vayter, the last case we saw on the Mechaber that we'll see for today is Ein Ma'arvin Eruvei Tchumen. You can't make an Erev Tchumen during Bein HaShemashos. The Mishabura explains on page 64, top line, Sifkatan Zayin. To be Gemara ye semech le eruve tchumen mikra, because the Gemara brings a smach for eruv tchumen from a pasuk, va'al kein chomer da afilu dvar mitzvah aser. Therefore, it's chomer, and even for dvar mitzvah, it's going to be aser. Kein kasav olah Shabbos. That's what olah Shabbos writes. Ula bavush mekel le dvar mitzvah. The levush is mekel that you can make an eruv tchumen for a dvar mitzvah. Ushtei deos ha'elu nimtza b'sefer meiri. The Meiri brings down these two shitas of whether you can be lenient and make an Eretz Chumen during Bein HaShemashos for a mitzvah purposes. Ayin Shom Shekosev, look over there where he writes, Diladeya HaMateres, the Shita that says, for a Tzarech Mitzvah will be Mutter, Yia Ayri HaGemara Da'oser La'arev. So the Gemara says it's also to make an Eretz during Bein HaShemashos. So if you hold that Tzarech Mitzvah, it's Mutter, so when is the Gemara talking when it says you can't make an Eretz Chumen during Bein HaShemashos? So that would be Dafka B'dvar HaRashus. Tafka, not for a Dvar Mitzvah, for an optional thing. You can't, we'll see later on, you really can't make an Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Hashus. An Erev Tchumen is really only for a Mitzvah. So he explains, it's some of a Ma'ariv Beraglov. There's two ways to make an Erev Tchumen. One is, as we know it, you put food there, that's an Erev Tchumen. We'll get into this in Chos Erevin and Chelek Dalem Mitzvah Shem. So an Erev Tchumen, you're only allowed to do for a Dvar Mitzvah. To put food there only works for a Dvar Mitzvah. But if you want to make an Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Hashus, you can only do it with your body. If you sit there the whole Bein HaShemashos and you're Kodesh Shisa in that place, so that's, you've been Kodesh Shisa in that place, then it works even for the Dvar Hashus. So this Shita that's going to say that for Dvar Mitzvah it's going to be Mutter, it's only going to be Asher Dvar Mitzvah for Dvar Harishus. So he says, L'deya HaMateres, the one who says for Dvar Mitzvah it's Mutter, Ya'ayriya Gemara De'osei La'ori, the Gemara that says it's Asher to make an Eret Chodor Mitzvah is talking about Dafka L'Dvar Harishus. And how do you do that? Ubam Ariyad Baraglov, when you're making the air with your feet. The Ba'alma Mutter Afilu Dvar Harishus. Because in general, an Erev with your feet, being in that place, is normally mutter for Dvar Rashus. And then it would be saying that for a Dvar Mitzvah, it would be mutter during Ben HaShemashos, but for Dvar Rashus, it would be usher during Ben HaShemashos. The Bepas, because when it comes to making Erev Tchumen with bread, Hakayim alone, we hold the Afilu Mi Bodyom Ein Ma'arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. Even if you're doing it on Friday, even if it's before Ben HaShemashos, you can't make an Erev Tchumen with bread unless it is for Dvar Mitzvah. And again, we'll get into a lot of details about this in Chelak Dalad Amir Tashem. Ukmo Shekosu B'Simen Tov Tes Vav Sif Aleph Ad Kan L'Shon HaMe'iri Till There Is the Me'iri. That's how he explains this machlokes of whether you can make an Eir Tchumen during Bein HaShemashos for Dvar Mitzvah or not. V'ayin L'Kamon Simen Tov Tes Vav. That's the last thing we had in the on top. Rotzlom means to say the mavur shan de b'diavad eruv eruv. B'diavad, if you did do an erev tchumen during Ben Hashemashos, b'diavad it would work. V'ayin shom b'magen Avram. Look over there in the Magen Avram. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we will finish the sif tomorrow.